Lord, I will call this House Resources Committee meeting to order. Let the record reflect the time now is 2:45, 46 p.m. Wednesday, May 12, 2021. Developing a quorum, we have with us Representative McKay, Representative Fields, Representative Kronk, Vice Chair Hopkins, Representative Shragi, Representative Gillum, Representative Hannon. Representative Kronk should be joining us anytime shortly, and myself, Representative Putkaduk. I'd like to say thank you to our recording secretary on the airwaves, Robin, and our LIO moderator, Alex. Folks can please silence their cell phones, set them up on a notepad so we don't have to hear them vibrate. I'd like to thank Senator Von Imhoff's staff. I don't know if I know your last name, Inti. Orbison? For joining us today to help carry the bill, the only bill that we're going to be hearing. I know we scheduled and agended House Bill 120, but we won't have time to pick that up today. So for those online that are potentially calling in to voice concern on HB 120, just know that we will not be addressing that today. We are going to do Senate Bill 125, and it's the first hearing on hunting permits transferability. The companion bill is by Representative McKay, so hopefully he's able to fill in any questions that perhaps Inti isn't able to. It is the intent to try to move this out today, and but if you know if the committee is not comfortable, then we won't. So, with that, Mr. Harbison, if you can please introduce yourself and introduce the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Intamile Harbison, staff to Senator Von Imhoff. Before the committee today is SB 125, an act relating to the transferability of funds awarded by Brine and providing for an effective date. With the committee's permission, I will review the sponsor statement, sexual analysis, and fiscal notes from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Senate Bill 125 would allow for a hunting permit awarded by Brine to be transferred to another qualified hunter should the original permit holder die before completing the hunt. It is the intent of this bill to put an end to the trauma faced by many families when, after having lost a family member, they are further denied rights which their deceased family member applied for, paid for, and were awarded. This bill pertains exclusively to the transfer of draw hunting permits and would not impact any other license, pay, sport fishing, or vessel registration. Moving on to the sectional analysis, Section 1 would amend Alaska Statute 16-5-404 by allowing the transfer of permits awarded by drawing to a qualified substitute as currently laid out in statute. Paragraph 1 provides that that qualified substitute must apply for the permit. Paragraph 2 provides that the qualified substitute must provide acceptable proof of the person's death, be a resident of Alaska, apply for transfer or reissue before the end of the period for which the hunting permit is valid, that the permit can only be issued for the hunt in which the permit was originally awarded, and it defines immediate family member. Section 2 of the bill amends Alaska Statute 16-5-420C with conforming language. Section 3 is an applicability section that was added in the Senate Resources Committee to allow for a transfer of a hunt that occurred within this year. So if an individual passed during this year, they would be able to be awarded the transfer of a permit to be able to hunt this year. And Section 4 provides an immediate effective date. This bill also carries a fiscal note from the Department of Fish and Game of $0. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Harbison. Representative McKay, if you'd like.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, through the chair, and I don't have any questions in particularly. I understand that occasionally a person will win a hunt, you know, get awarded a hunting permit in Alaska. A resident will get awarded a permit, and fortunately, very randomly pass on. And we just wanted to have a mechanism for the hunting permit to be passed on to an immediate family member who needed to be also a resident of Alaska. My understanding is this has happened, I think we said three times in 20 years. So it's a pretty rare event, and I appreciate the senator's office working on this, and we were just trying to be helpful from the House side. So I encourage everyone to support this bill, and well, we can tell you the story, I guess, about the recent family that had this happen, and you know they were unable to get, they were unable to pass the permit to a family member, so it was a pretty unfortunate situation. So I encourage everyone to take a hard look at it, and hopefully we'll pass it out today. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative McKay. Representative Fields.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I was going to say that while it's unusual to, you know, hear and pass in a single day, it seems straightforward enough, and appreciate you squeezing this hearing in.
Thank you, Representative Fields. Representative Shragi.
Yeah, thank you. Through the chair, I understand there was a concern with the bill just in regards to maybe immediate family members that are getting divorced or otherwise and determining who that would go to. But I'm also just wondering, not every family is cohesive and on good relations. And is there a process for determining what family member would get that? Because I believe, as I recall, when I've applied for lottery hunts in the past, only the individual that gets that lottery can actually take the game animal. So is there a process, or do you just expect the department would develop those regulations, or can you speak to that real quick?
Yeah, through the chair, Representative Shragi, Intermile Harvest and Staff to Senator Bonham Hawk for the record. Those concerns were raised by the department, and we actually, I believe, have the department as well as legislative legal on the line to clarify those points, but it is our intent to allow the department to have the leeway to create the regulations that would be the basis for the transfer of those permits. And so we do not believe that the concern raised by the department is applicable, because we believe we have given them the mechanism within regulation to implement the changes they need.
Follow up, Representative Shragi.
Yeah, I'd like to kick this to the department if we could, but just maybe to refine my question a little bit or add on to it. I assume they've developed regulations around this sort of thing in the past, but how straightforward should it be for them to develop those, if they could just speak to that as well? Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Natalie Weber online, can you do a sound check and proceed to try to answer the question?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Natalie Weber with the Division of Wildlife Conservation. Yes, this was a concern that the department did have, and it was raised in conjunction with the Department of Law, and I believe Assistant Attorney General Cheryl Brooking is also on the line and can speak to that. However, the information that we recently received did ease all of our concerns with that as well, knowing that we do have the ability to put into regulation a fair process to address these issues to keep the department from being in the middle of an estate issue. So if Cheryl Brooking is on the line, I would appreciate her input on this question, please.
Ms. Brooking.
Thank you, through the chair. This is Cheryl Brooking with the Department of Law. Yeah, the department has the ability under the APA to adopt a regulation, and they could go ahead and do that. It would take probably a couple of months to go through that process once this bill becomes law. And that would alleviate the concern that the department would not want to be caught between conflicting family members who would each be a qualified successor. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Brooking. Sufficient, Representative Shragi?
Thank you.
Representative Hannon?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I believe my question is also going to be for Ms. Brooking. And the sponsor statement in one of the paragraphs uses the term subsistence rights, and that just gives me a little pause and concern, because, of course, one person might have a subsistence right and an immediate family member may not, and then the transferability. And so I just want to make sure that, because the statutes we're looking at and the bill itself doesn't reference that, that the Department of Law does not have any concern, because I was also thinking, you know, there are, especially in some of these lottery or draw permits, where it's specifically not, you're going after a big grizzly for a trophy hunt, it's not really for subsistence. Yeah, some people do eat large grizzly bear meat, but many people don't. And so specifically I had in mind of, like, it's a draw for a trophy hunt. I believe it's our intention in this bill to cover those, not just draws that were specifically about meat hunts. And so I just wanted to make sure that we don't have a conflict between the sponsor statement and what the bill says, and we don't lose what we're trying to capture in that. And so I think it's probably the Department of Law versus the sponsor's office to address it. But if Mr. Harbison thought he wanted to take it on, I'm certainly satisfied with that.
If I may, through the chair, Representative Hannon, I believe that that is an accurate use of the word subsistence in the sponsor statement. I think that a more applicable wording would be food security.
And follow up.
Follow up, Representative Hannah.
So I guess then I want to just address then through the sponsor's office. Are we only trying to address permits that were related to meat hunts versus trophy hunts, which the department doesn't use those two terms in them, but I think most hunters understand that difference, that there are some hunts where really what you're after is the trophy. And I don't remember, I did read the news story about the case that brought this to us, that it happened this last year, but I don't believe it's your intention to draw a distinction between those two, nor the department to draw that distinction. And so I just want to clarify that before we move it on, in case it's not clear to anyone that we are incorporating all of the draw and permit hunts, even if they were trophy and it wasn't about getting a meat and you were after that full curl sheep, that can still be passed on.
Thank you, Representative Hannon. And I guess from the sponsor's office, as far as the intent, can you just clarify if it's all types of hunts that you're intending to roll in onto this, and then maybe we can bump over to Ms. Brooking to give us a legalese on how it reads.
Yes, through the chair, into Myle Harbison, Senator Von Imhoff's office. I believe that the intent of the bill is to capture draw permits, and perhaps this question would be better suited to the Department of Fish and Game to clarify the different types of draw permits that would be included with within this legislation.
Thank you. Any of the two online with either DF&G or Department of Law?
To the chair, this is Cheryl Brooking with the Department of Law. The way the bill is now worded, it applies only to drawing hunts, and it would not be limited just to meat. It would be for any drawing hunts. We do not have any drawing hunts that are subsistence hunts, so subsistence hunts would be excluded from this. Thank you.
Thank you for the clarification, Ms. Brooking. And I believe we've got Representative Hopkins, Representative Hannon, does that suffice as far as the questioning?
Thank you. I guess the only thing, if the department wanted to make sure they've put on the record what are current draw hunts, what are their groupings, not each of the draws, because that'll take us an hour.
Ms. Weber, if you can give us a brief overview of draw hunt groups.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Natalie Weber for the record with Wildlife Conservation. So the department does agree with Ms. Brooking that the bill is written applies to all drawing permit hunts, and those drawing permit hunts are not broken down into any kind of subcategory. So the bill as written would be applicable to all drawing permits, and there is no mention of edible meat, subsistence purposes, anything of that nature. It's actually quite simple from the regulatory standpoint.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Brooking and Representative Hannon. Representative Kronk.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think, you know, I just want to throw in a little comment here. It's like, even if, you know, the family drew a brown bear hunt, they would still be planning that hunt to go with their father. So you could say it wasn't about subsistence. It's about the quality of the hunt. It's about being together. So, yeah, all draw hunts, whether it's brown bears, sheep, musk ox, it would cover them. So not specifically meat hunt. It's just straight up draw hunts.
Thank you, Representative Kronk. We're going to roll into public testimony now if there are no further questions. Seeing or hearing none, we'll open public testimony. Alex, can you verify we've got about six people online?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. To the folks online looking to provide public testimony, if you can please keep your comments to about a minute and 30 seconds, that'd be much appreciated. Please state your name for the record. Your residency and your affiliation, and provide your public testimony. We'll start with Ms. Kelly Trent, or Mr., I'm not sure.
Yes, hello. My name is Kelly Trent. I'm Chase Bowerson's mother, who my son is the one who was killed. I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time today. My husband has made a statement on both our behalf, and I'm going to have him talk on both our behalf, but I am supporting 125. And before he begins, I'd like to state that I was born and raised in Alaska. I intend on being in Alaska for the rest of my life. My son loved Alaska, and he had still so much that he wanted to do. This hunt meant a lot to him. I'd like him to be remembered by helping wrong or right a wrong, and I'm just hoping that this bill passes. So with that, I'm going to let my husband make his statement, and he's on the line also. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Ms. Trent, and sorry for your loss. I think that condolence is shared by all committee members. Mr. Trent, if you can please put your name on the record and provide your public testimony.
Good afternoon, Representative Paco-Tuck. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. And good afternoon, members of the House Resources Committee. My name is Jeff Trent. I'm Chase's dad. And I want to thank you for the chance to speak in favor of Senate Bill 125. When our youngest son, Chase, was killed January 2nd, our grieving process began. Devastated, we began to absorb and begin to accept all that we had done together to that point was all that we would have as long as we lived. Though our family loves Alaska, the outdoors and hunting and fishing, Chase had not yet harvested his first moose. I felt the luck of the draw would be on his side when he texted me his fish and game drawing receipt dated his 26th birthday, December 14th, applying for moose hunts in the same area as my and his brother's first moose, a tradition we very much looked forward to continue. In February, when the draw hunt winners were announced, I had yet to process we would never harvest his first moose together. When I saw online Chase had drawn a DM-408 tag, it sunk in completely. No hunt, no first moose, no jubilation of bringing home meat to share with his whole family. When we learned flatly that unlike all of his possessions, wealth, debts, and obligations, the awarded hunt could not be transferred to family, we felt a slap to the face by a bureaucracy in place to manage Alaska's resources for all Alaskans fairly and equitably. No appeal, no hearing, that's final, that's the law. Well, I'm asking you to change that law. Chase was a lifelong Alaskan, fully embodied the spirit of Alaska. He had already worked for and paid off 5 undeveloped acres he planned to homestead and retire to. He also loved harvesting the bounty of Alaska to share with elders, friends, family, and others who lacked the opportunity or ability to harvest for themselves. He was a young man who stood up for and spoke out for what he believed was right, helped those less fortunate or able, and helped to right wrongs with dogged determination. It is in his spirit that I ask for your support of this bill to ensure that families in our unfortunate situation can be transferred the opportunity to harvest game granted to our loved ones by the state of Alaska. Thank you for the chance to be heard, and thank you for your careful consideration.
Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Trent, and again, offer our condolences. I know there's not much that we can do as far as filling the void or filling the gap. But I look forward to supporting this bill as it works its way through the process. Up next, we've got Mr. Ryan McGilvery. If you can please put your name on the record and provide your public testimony.
Again, my name is Ryan McGilvery. I'm in Anchorage, Alaska. I'm calling in support of Senate Bill 125 on behalf of my nephew, Chase Bowerson, who we tragically lost earlier this year. As many of us know, the odds of drawing a permit are not very good. However, countless Alaskans put in for them annually with the hopes of getting one. And as all hunters know, the odds of a successful hunt after you do have a permit are also against you. However, all hunts, successful or not, are memorable experiences, and oftentimes we're joined by friends and family. In the event of a loved one's passing after obtaining a hunting permit and prior to the hunt, I believe having the ability to transfer this permit to another family member would be a great way to honor the memory of the family member that has passed away. Those are my statements, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Mr. McGillivray. Up next, we've got Ms. Teresa Campbell-Mauer. If you can please put your name on the record and provide your public testimony.
Hi, my name is Teresa Campbell-Mauer. I'm Kelly's cousin. I've lived in Alaska 42 years. And on January 2nd, when I received the news that Chase had been murdered, I went over to my cousin's and was witness to her and honestly, the whole family's disbelief, anger, and just being so distraught that you can't even describe it. Kelly didn't cry. She wailed. And there was nothing that anyone could do to help her. Then, when Chase's name was drawn for the Moose tag, it was a little bright spot, thinking that Kelly, the executor of everything else of Chase's estate, would be able to transfer the tag to one of his two brothers or father, who happened to put in for the exact same hunt. So they would be able to go on a family hunt in honor of Chase. When fishing game was called, all Kelly got was a no. And that one little bright spot was stomped out. And another loss was felt. This law, in all honesty, is a no-brainer. This is a simple but very important law that would give a grieving family that one little bright spot in the future. This is not just a fishing game thing. This is a humane thing. And we as Alaskans take care of each other. So I'm thanking you in advance for unanimous yes vote on supporting this bill, getting it passed through the House as soon as possible, and getting this law into effect this session. Like I stated earlier, this is a simple fix and should be put on the books now, not later. Thank you very, very much for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Campbell-Mauer. Next, we have Danielle Campbell-Mauer. If you could please put your name on the record and provide your public testimony.
Hi, hello. For the record, my name is Danielle Campbell-Mauer. I'm born and raised Alaskan, but I'm giving you a call from Brooklyn, New York. Chase was my cousin. Teresa's my mother. My mother was the one who called me to tell me that Chase had been killed. And like any human, let alone a family member and a mother myself, I grieved for Kelly and the family, for Chase, and for a future that no one was going to be able to witness anymore. I also was unable to fly home and have had to watch my family suffer and mourn from literally across the country. I then got a phone call about the hunt and was told that my family was denied the ability to go on a hunt for Chase, to have a moment of reprieve in the midst of so much loss and grief, to find a healthy, honorable Alaskan way to remember and to begin healing. And make no mistake, we all know this is a process that will last forever. So I made some phone calls, and that's when I heard that we were not the only family that this has happened to. And as the representative said, it is very rare, but I can assure you that the rarity of the situation does not diminish the cruelty. And I made a promise to myself then. I made a promise to my mother. I made a promise to Kelly, to Chase's siblings, to his father, and I made a silent promise to Chase that we would be the last family that this happened to. And so I've been working very closely with Senator Von Imhoff's office. I'm eternally and forever grateful for all the work that they've done to help not just my family, but all families, both bereaved Alaskan families and families who, like mine, are going through their lives and are suddenly, their lives are halted by an unspeakable tragedy. I am very aware of all of the issues facing everybody, but Alaskans specifically, from COVID-19 to ongoing disparities in my home state. And I am sure that to some people, something like a transfer of a permit might seem innocuous, but I can assure you that it is not, that this is the Alaskan way to take care of each other, to honor those that we've lost by honoring the amazing state that I had the privilege of growing up in, and to continue a legacy of subsistence hunting, of sustainability, of conservation, which is everything that Chase and my family stands for. I am very much looking forward to watching this bill pass. I'm very much looking forward to seeing the elected officials that continue to represent my mother and my family back home, taking care of them at a time when I just cannot. And I very much appreciate your time and the opportunity to speak today. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Ms. Campbell-Moore. Next, we have Wade Borison. If you could please put your name on the record and provide your public testimony.
Yeah, hi, this is Wade Borison. I'm Chase Borison's older brother. I'd like to thank everybody for hearing us out today. I guess my dad covered everything about, you know, how this whole bill has affected us and how righting this wrong could help to heal a wound that will never really heal, but help us move on and grow. So I don't have a whole lot to add on to what he's already covered, but you know, the ability to not just the ability to harvest the meat and you know, spread it among the family, the children, and the elders is a time-honored Alaskan tradition that my brother very much embodied. But in this certain situation, there's things that you need to do to honor the one who's passed away and kind of move forward with your life. And one example is that plot of land that my brother had just paid off out near home when he was planning on homesteading and staying with the family, and we're going to settle it ourselves and have like a family little Alaskan vacation spot, build a cabin near there eventually. We'll be going out there very soon, actually, to survey the land. And something like this, to be able to take the tag of someone who's passed away and hunt in their honor and, you know, collect that meat and harvest it like you would year after year is a big deal. This is actually the first time my brother and I had been able to be comfortable enough in our work lives and careers, you know, our separate careers, to set aside time and say, hey, we're both going this time. You know, we've both been hunting many times in the past, but we were never able to work it out to actually go together, and this is going to be our first time. So yeah, the ability to do this in his honor is I can't even explain how big of a deal that is. So thank you for hearing me out.
Thank you very much, Mr. Borison. Next, we have Aaron Trent. If you could please provide your public testimony, put your name on the record.
Good afternoon. My name's Aaron Trent. I'm another one of Chase's older brothers. I think my family pretty much covered it. I want to add a couple things that are actually pretty simple. We just want what's fair. I mean, I think it's fair. I think it only affects families in a positive way. I don't think this bill would negatively affect anybody. And one thing I kind of want to point out, you know, it's like, I was with Chase tonight. He put in for these tags, and you know, he busted out his debit card and he paid $35 for these tags. And he won this tag and he wouldn't see reimbursement. You know, like, where does that money go if he, you know, he passed away and then you know, this money just disappears. And I don't think that's fair. And just once again, I think we'll do what's right. I'm extremely confident in the House and Alaskans to make the right decisions here. I think it's pretty simple. I'm not going to give you my, you know, you guys have heard enough and you guys have shared your condolences and we do appreciate it. But I'm calling, yeah, I'm in support 100%. I know a lot of avid hunters and old fellow Alaskans who I've talked about, and I feel like pretty much everyone I've talked to is in full support of it. And once again, I'm confident you guys will make the right decision. And thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Trent. Alex, can you verify there's nobody else online?
Yes, sir.
And with that, we'll close public testimony. back to the regular meeting. If there are no other questions from the committee members on SB 125, we'll look to the will of the committee.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 125, Work Order 32-LS0626/I from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
We have a motion to move SB 125. Is there any objection? Seeing or hearing no objection, SB 125 moves from committee. Thank you very much, everybody. We have another meeting scheduled for tomorrow, and we'll probably pick up where we left off on the agenda with regards to House Bill 120. We'll adjourn the meeting. If you can just please stick around to sign the committee report. We are now adjourned at 3:16 p.m.